Welcome back to the Balanced Boss podcast. Happy NYE 2023. Wow. We are at the end of what was for me one of the most amazing yet craziest years of my life. And I feel like I can say that because I'm 32 years old, lots of life to still have, and baby, life is lifing. As I speak, I don't know if y'all can hear, but in true newborn fashion, my newborn has started to cry as soon as I turn back on the podcast mic. Yes, my newborn, because I had a baby this year. So many things. Come in, sit down, get a coffee, get a champagne. Good morning, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. We have so much to catch up on because it's almost been a year since I have introduced you to the Balanced Boss podcast. So let's get ready and do some really good catch up. All right, so I guess we can start with the elephant in the room now, which is in 2023, I had a baby. And it was probably one of the most magical, fearful experiences of my life because after 11 years, I was having a baby. And I think this is such a proper way to kind of kick off the podcast. So shout out to Baby B for making himself known, letting his mama know that he wanted to make his first appearance on the podcast. But coming into pregnancy, I was super afraid, and I thought of so many negative sides of being pregnant after, once again, just not being pregnant for so long. And my year started off so crazy because I went through another friendship breakup. So coming into my pregnancy, I was excited, I was nervous, I was afraid, I was excited, I was all the things, but I was so like, this is not the best timing. My friendship breakup is just one of the things that was like heavy on my soul during that time. I was also at a job that I wasn't crazy about. I was just super, super like just stressed out from my job and just kind of feeling like stuck. And it was just like, why now, God? And we have been married. We just crossed over our 2-year anniversary. Me and my husband have been together for 5 years altogether. So we were just about to cross over our 5-year anniversary as a dating couple. So of course, we know how to not have a baby, which made it even more crazy that I found myself pregnant. So going into my pregnancy, it was just those ball of emotions. And then I was one of those people that got pregnant and had their baby within the same year. So I didn't even have the separation. You know, your mind just always thinks like if you make it to December 2024, it's just a new year in general, even though December was just yesterday. If I would have at least made it to January, you guys, I would have had at least felt like, okay, I had time to prepare. I felt like I had no time to prepare. And because I had gotten to a space where I knew my body really, really well, I found out I was pregnant super early on. Like I think I went to the doctor. I went to the doctor and they even informed me that I wasn't going to be able to get an ultrasound or anything to that extent. The only thing they could do at my very first appointment was do a urine test. And of course, I had taken several pregnancy tests at home. So it was going to be pointless to take the pregnancy test at the doctor's office because I knew I was pregnant. So I got pregnant in March and I had my baby in November, and it was like a, I felt like the fast forward button was pressed. And to say that it took me until the end of the year to really look back and evaluate and see this, but having my baby was probably one of the most magical things, is the most magical thing that happened this year, because I remembered that I prayed. Because I have been a single mom for 11 years and I have had an infant that passed away after 8 days, I have just really, and I also to throw this in here too, because I feel like this is something that we don't talk about, but because my own biological mother did not take care of me, there is a sense of fear that I have with being a bad mother to my children. Being a bad parent is not hereditary, you know? And I feel like we hear that so much from men. Like, how many times have you had a man say, oh, my dad wasn't around, so I want to make sure that I'm there for my children. And whether they do or whether they don't, child, I won't even get into that sentence today. But I think for me, I put so much pressure on myself to perform as a mom and as a good mom these years, all of these years, because I didn't have my biological mom. And I knew how much that just made me so furious. And I never, ever want a child to feel like how I felt around my biological mom. So I think just with me getting pregnant and me not being in the best mental state that I could have been in based off of so many other contributing factors, I didn't realize until after I was pregnant and me and my mom were having a conversation, and she was like, I cried when you gave birth to baby B because I was standing in the room with you and your husband, which is what you prayed for the next time you had a baby, and you guys were giving birth to a healthy baby boy, and on top of him being so adorably cute, I knew that that was what you prayed for. And that made her cry. And when she told me that, I was in tears, because not only is my mom not a crier, not only is my mom going through a time in her life where she can be very, very like, do not care, I am just not in the mood. She has been very spicy lately. To be so vulnerable as to share something like that with someone, which is my mom, so of course something that she knew about me, and to see it come and someone else can see the work that God has done for you. That's it. God did the work for me. And to know that his words never fail. If you tell him the desires of your heart, it will come to pass. If it is his will, to know that, I know that with my heart of hearts, but to know that that showed up in my mom, who I love and I care about so much, was able to A, have that moment with me, B, see the hand of God work in my life, and C, be so moved by what he was doing for me, because she knew what I had been through. It made me look at my 2023 so differently. All right, so I guess we can start with the elephant in the room now, which is in 2023, I had a baby. And it was probably one of the most magical, fearful experiences of my life, because after 11 years, I was having a baby. And I think this is such a proper way to kind of kick off the podcast. So shout out to Baby B for making himself known, letting his mama know that he wanted to make his first appearance on the podcast. But coming into pregnancy, I was super afraid, and I thought of so many negative sides of being pregnant after, once again, just not being pregnant for so long. And my year started off so crazy because I went through another friendship breakup. So coming into my pregnancy, I was excited, I was nervous, I was afraid, I was excited, I was all the things, but I was so like, this is not the best timing. My friendship breakup is just one of the things that was like heavy on my soul during that time. I was also at a job that I wasn't crazy about. I was just super, super like just stressed out from my job and just kind of feeling like stuck. And it was just like, why now, God? And we have been married. We just crossed over our 2-year anniversary. Me and my husband have been together for 5 years altogether. So we were just about to cross over our 5-year anniversary as a dating couple. So of course, we know how to not have a baby, which made it even more crazy that I found myself pregnant. So going into my pregnancy, it was just those ball of emotions. And then I was one of those people that got pregnant and had their baby within the same year. So I didn't even have the separation. You know, your mind just always thinks like if you make it to December 2024, it's just a new year in general, even though December was just yesterday. If I would have at least made it to January, you guys, I would have at least felt like, okay, I had time to prepare. I felt like I had no time to prepare. And because I had gotten to a space where I knew my body really, really well, I found out I was pregnant super early on. Like, super early on. Like, I think I went to the doctor. I know, not think. I went to the doctor and they even informed me that I wasn't going to be able to get an ultrasound or anything to that extent. The only thing they could do at my very first appointment was do a urine test. And of course, I had taken several pregnancy tests at home, so it was going to be pointless to take the pregnancy test at the doctor's office because I knew I was pregnant. So I got pregnant in March and I had my baby in November, and it was like I felt like the fast forward button was pressed. And to say that it took me until the end of the year to really look back and evaluate and see this, but having my baby was probably one of the most magical things, is the most magical thing that happened this year, because I remembered that I prayed. Because I have been a single mom for 11 years and I have had a infant that passed away after 8 days, I have just really, and I also to throw this in here too, because I feel like this is something that we don't talk about, but because my own biological mother did not take care of me, there is a sense of fear that I have with being a bad mother to my children. Being a bad parent is not hereditary, you know? And I feel like we hear that so much from men. Like, how many times have you had a man say, oh, my dad wasn't around, so I want to make sure that I'm there for my children. And whether they do or whether they don't, child, I won't even get into that sentence today. But I think for me, I put so much pressure on myself to perform as a mom and as a good mom all of these years, because I didn't have my biological mom, and I knew how much that just made me so furious. And I never ever want a child to feel like how I felt around my biological mom. So I think just with me getting pregnant and me not being in the best mental state that I could have been in based off of so many other contributing factors, I didn't realize until after I was pregnant and me and my mom were having a conversation, and she was like, I cried when you gave birth to baby B, because I was standing in the room with you and your husband, which is what you prayed for the next time you had a baby, and you guys were giving birth to a healthy baby boy. And on top of him being so adorably cute, I knew that that was what you prayed for. And that made her cry. And when she told me that, I was in tears, because not only is my mom not a crier, not only is my mom going through a time in her life where she can be very, very like, do not care, I am just not in the mood. She has been very spicy lately. To be so vulnerable as to share something like that with someone, which is my mom, so of course something that she knew about me, and to see it come and someone else can see the work that God has done for you. That's it. God did the work for me. And to know that his words never fail. If you tell him the desires of your heart, it will come to pass if it is his will. To know that, I know that with my heart of hearts, but to know that that showed up and my mom, who I love and I care about so much, was able to A, have that moment with me, B, see the hand of God work in my life, and C, be so moved by what he was doing for me, because she knew what I had been through. It made me look at my 2023 so differently. So differently. So let's take a journey, shall we? That'd be fun, right? Okay. You got your drink? Make sure you got your drink. Your coffee, your tea, your champagne, your water, all of it. Make sure you have it. I feel like I have to be honest and say that 2022 was also a very incredibly tough year for me. And I pushed through, I posted on social media, I confided in friends, I was still going through with the podcast. I was doing all the things to really stay afloat and to really try to like make sure that like my voice wasn't lost in all the things that were happening. I mean, in 2022, y'all, I quit my job without having a job. I started a job and it was completely not what I thought it was going to be, from the pay to the physical structure itself to my colleagues to it was tough. It was incredibly tough to wrap my head around the fact that that was my new normal. I also remember like in 2022 feeling like God was asking me to leave Buckhead, which is the area that I live in, and had given me an opportunity to leave Buckhead. And because I was so in love with my neighborhood and living in this area, I felt like at one point he was like, if this is what you truly want and you don't want to take what I've given you, then this is the lesson that you learn. And one of the toughest things is to be sitting outside of God's will. And thank you, God, that I am so able now to kind of identify when things like that are happening to me. Because, I mean, I can be truthful. I haven't been walking with God my whole entire life. But there used to be times where I would just do things and things wouldn't work out. And I would still ignore the red flags and just keep pushing and not evaluate and whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. And then it would literally have to be taught to me again and again and again. It would literally keep coming up because God is like, you still have not learned your lesson. So about halfway through last year, I had gotten my new job and it was like slowly starting to be a thing where it was like, I don't know about this. And finally one day I had to literally sit in my closet and I literally laughed because I was like, this is punishment. This is punishment for me wanting to stay in Buckhead so badly that I would do anything. And of course, God provided because that is what he does. But he provided to the bare minimum. He provided so that I was unfreaking comfortable. He provided to let me know, don't you ever think that you know better than me, that you can do more than what I can do, that my word isn't what we should not be doing. He was like, do it again. Cut up again. I'm gonna give you your little bucket, but baby, you're gonna be praying that your butt would have got out of Buckhead a long time ago. So by the end of 2022, I was praying to be up and out of here. In 2022, I also just went through so many emotions. I just remember like having anxiety around driving, and it was like so crazy. I've been driving since I was 15, 16 years old, and to go into a state of like being afraid to drive, I never would have thought that would be me. And I don't know if it was due to the pandemic. I don't know if it was because I worked where I lived for so long in the industry that I worked in, so I didn't have to drive. But my anxiety was at an all-time high in 2022 around driving. And I'm not even someone that has anxiety or anything like that. So it was like I was starting to get anxious about things. And it was just by the end of 2022, I was in a place where like I was silenced. I was embarrassed about a lot of things that was going on in my personal life. I was honestly shocked by a lot of things that were falling apart. I was just trying to figure out my own mental health and mental space. And usually someone like me that has so much to talk about is able to push forward, is able to just hit the mark and go for it. I found like for the first time that it was like impossible. It felt like I was dragging bricks. If I wanted to move forward, me and my bricks were moving forward. So 2022 closes and I make this huge declaration, like looking back over my journals and just things that I said on social media. I was just like, okay, 2022 wasn't it. 2023, I'm coming in with new energy, all the things, I'm ready to go. I've made my plan, checked it twice, all the things, right? And to be honest, part of me was not even prepared. Like, I didn't sit down and write out goals. I did not take the time to kind of reflect on 2022. I just was so much so of like, I'm ready for the new year, no matter what. So 2023 hits, and boy, the first blow to my year is me and my friendship breakup. And before you know it, it's the job. The job is rearing its ugly head again. And then I find out I'm pregnant. And then all the things come back to me like, will I have a healthy child? Will I have a safe delivery? Financially, this job is still playing all of the games. But once again, God is faithful. He provides. And before you know it, I have like quit my job again. So I quit my job in 2022 without having a job. And if you are raised in the Black community, then you know the number one saying is you don't quit a job without having a job. And once again, even that, I felt like God had to show up and say, okay, this is something that you know. This is a lesson that we should not even have to go back over, because baby girl, you know dang well you don't quit a job without having a job. And I can say all of the, oh, I quit my job in faith. I quit my job knowing that God was going to... No, I did not. I did not. I'm not even going to sit here and act like I did. I quit my job in arrogance. I quit my job in stupidity, immaturity. I quit my job because of emotions. And God had to show me why that saying was so true. So I quit my job again in 2023, but at least this time I didn't quit my job without having a job. So I left one job and bled right into another one. And then I quit my job again, but I quit my job for somewhat of like my dream job. So I'm excited to kind of talk about that over this next year on the podcast. And y'all, I had my baby on Thanksgiving Day. Yes. Came early. Yes. And it was literally the piece that I think some of the relationships in my life needed. And as I kind of close out 2023, I noticed that there were big things that stood out to me this year. One of them I already shared with you. Um, And before you know it, I have like quit my job again. So I quit my job in 2022 without having a job. And if you are raised in the Black community, then you know the number one saying is you don't quit a job without having a job. And once again, even that, I felt like God had to show up and say, okay, this is something that you know. This is a lesson that we should not even have to go back over, because baby girl, you know dang well you don't quit a job without having a job. And I can say all of the, oh, I quit my job in faith. I quit my job knowing that God was going to... No, I did not. I did not. I'm not even going to sit here and act like I did. I quit my job in arrogance. I quit my job in stupidity, immaturity. I quit my job because of emotions. And God had to show me why that saying was so true. So I quit my job again in 2023, but at least this time I didn't quit my job without having a job. So I left one job and bled right into another one. And then I quit my job again, but I quit my job for somewhat of like my dream job. So I'm excited to kind of talk about that over this next year on the podcast. And y'all, I had my baby on Thanksgiving Day. Yes. Came early. Yes. And it was literally the piece that I think some of the relationships in my life needed. And as I kind of close out 2023, I noticed that there were big things that stood out to me this year. One of them I already shared with you. One of the things I've already shared with you being the birth of Brayden. That answered prayer from like a decade ago is now something that I'm walking in. And to know that my husband and I left the hospital as husband and wife, we left the hospital as parents, we left the hospital as lovers, as friends, as embarking on this new journey together, it felt good to leave the hospital with my baby. Like, there are just so many miracles and so much joy in having that as I drove off from that hospital. Another thing that if I look back over this year that was an answered prayer was my new job opportunity. And I said my dream job, I'm putting it into quotation marks, but I am so thankful that I was able to start two jobs while being pregnant this year, which completely freaked me out as a woman that is used to making good income and just being proactive when it comes to business. I was like, I am leaving one job where I have solidified maternity leave to start a job where there will be no maternity leave. I was promised maternity leave and probably could have had it, but the working conditions were just so terrible for me and my pregnancy that when this job presented itself, and all the things kind of fell into place, on top of it being something that I was super interested in an industry that I'm super interested in, and then also it was checking off a lot of personal boxes for me, it was like, okay, I know we shouldn't be starting a job again, but here we go. We are starting a job second time in the new year, in the year, we are starting our second new job. So that was another answered prayer. I had been asking for a new job, asking for a new environment. I would honestly say since about 2018, 2019. And I had done some, of course, job swapping in my industry to kind of see what would stick and if things would be better, and to kind of like just really try to make a career out of what I was doing. But in the back of my head, I always wanted to kind of have a job like this. Like, this job is something that I have really aspired to. And I'm just really excited for it to finally be here. And when I tell y'all, it was so effortless. Like, my onboarding, I am in walking distance of work. It was just exactly what I needed. And at the time, it was very hard for me to even celebrate it, because on top of this being my second new job in the same year, I felt so beat down by 2022 that I stopped believing that good things were even owed or deserved for me. And now that I'm able to kind of step back and reflect on my year, it's like, that's another answered prayer that God delivered on. He made sure that something that you have been wanting for so long, that you did not end your year without it being yours. And especially after a year like this, like going into being now a mom of two, going into being a wife and a partner where, you know, I'm now parenting with someone else, and it's completely different from parenting with my child's father. It's like, this opportunity is just going to be a lot more of a better playing field for me and my little family. So definitely something that in reflection, I was like, God, you are incredible. If my journal could talk, if my notes section could talk, oh my God, they would sing such an amazing hymn of praise, because we have been putting this on our vision board, on our minds, have been working toward this for a very long time. So I'm happy that in the new year, I get to go back after my maternity leave ends to a new job, to a new space, to a new environment, and really just try to make this job all that it can be for me after wanting it for so long. Like, there is so much joy in my new job. And then one of the other things that really like made me sit back and say, okay, God, you are really showing up and showing out in this year. I guess you can say, began my faith walk in 2020-2021. I have talked on this podcast before about my baptism journey. So definitely, of course, go back, shameless plug, and check out that particular podcast episode. Okay, boom. So I'm already not in the Word, not picking up the Bible every day. Then I slowly but surely stopped attending church. So I come up with every excuse, whether it be I'm tired, whether it be I'm just not going today, not answering text messages from the people that hold me accountable in regards to church. Like, shout out to my church tribe who hold me accountable, because baby, I wasn't feeling it. And before you know it, I can honestly say that I was so mad and angry and irritated with God that I just was like, I don't want to talk. I don't. And I would pick some days because my heart would just be so hurt and heavy. And I would read the Bible and I would feel that spark again. And then there were some days that I can vividly remember, y'all, sitting in church and wanting to go to sleep, or leaving church and feeling like that word wasn't for me. It didn't hit me. It didn't touch me. It was like I had become so numb to that part of my life. And I think it all goes back to 2021 was such a transformative year for me. And I made a lot of declarations about how I wanted to move forward. I went on a social media fast in 2021. And during that social media fast, I, of course, was already planning to marry my husband prior to that, but felt so empowered, ready, equipped to marry my husband after that social media fast. I was just so intentional about my relationship with God, and I felt like 2022 was the test. So now, as I go back and I read and I like look over my journal and the days that I did write, or even now as I'm like slowly coming back into the fold and finding that spark again for wanting to listen to the word and be in the word and read scripture, I'm reading scripture that is just like, wow, like God is faithful. God is faithful when we're mad at him. God is faithful when we choose depression, when we choose doubt, when we choose fear, when we choose anger, when we choose to just not speak to him. He is still faithful and he is still there. And I just felt like I let the enemy come into my 2022, and I was somewhat still on the horse, but somewhat I think he could see the areas that I was not so strong in. And he used 2023 to really test me and really, really, really say, if you believe God, if you think that these things can happen, okay, let me see how, just how sure you are, just how confident you are. And before you knew it, my confidence was zapped. And that plays into my podcast, because I didn't want to hop on the mic and talk about me struggling with spiritual warfare. I didn't want to hop on the mic and talk about how I took a job and that job financially wasn't panning out for me. I didn't want to hop on the mic and talk about being pregnant and feeling afraid because this was my rainbow baby. And I just was struggling to find joy and happiness in the midst of it. I could not. I felt so silent. I felt so like no one cared. I felt like this is what I deserved. Like so many emotions in my head in 2023 that just really stopped me from being me. So one of my answered prayers, one of the last ones that I wrote down out of the three from this year, was my relationship with Christ. Because going back to the birth of my baby, being at home for 6 weeks, I was like, okay, I'm at home for 6 weeks. One of the things that I picked up, I'm not a huge TV watcher. I enjoy YouTube. I watch TV with like my husband. Like we watch a lot of like football. The men in my house are football men. So I will be off on the side, like working in those other times. Like usually I'd be doing like devotional time, or, you know, talking to God or reading a book or just something that makes me feel good. But I also just gotten into the rut of like not even finding desire to do things that I truly enjoy doing. So I would just sit around and just be sad, to be honest. So for my maternity leave, I was really adamant about not falling into postpartum depression if possible. but also not fueling this depression that had already kind of like crept up on me. So I was very intentional about, okay, what if we can use this time to kind of get back, not to kind of, to get back into the Word of God. So I did. And I just feel like when I read scripture now, I can literally feel like a hug from God, like, welcome back. I can see the areas in which I was tested and I stayed strong. I can see the areas in which I was tested. And I know now that, like, when that flares its ugly head, this is what you need to do. Prayer is your weapon, not your voice, not your anger. Prayer. When you feel not good enough, read about the things that you know God says about you. And the list just goes on and on and on. So after having, I think, a year of just immense spiritual warfare, I am so happy that at the end of this 2023 year, I can look back and say it has not been the best. I have been tried each and every way that you can imagine, but my love for God and His Word and who He is creating me to be has resparked, and I can literally feel like the chains have been dropping off of me in this last month of maternity leave by just being diligent in His Word. Okay, boom. So I'm already not in the Word, not picking up the Bible every day. Then I slowly but surely stopped attending church. So I come up with every excuse, whether it be I'm tired, whether it be I'm just not going today, not answering text messages from the people that hold me accountable in regards to church. Like, shout out to my church tribe who hold me accountable, because baby, I just did not, I wasn't feeling it. And before you know it, I can honestly say that I was so mad and angry and irritated with God that I just was like, I don't want to talk. I don't. And I would pick some days because my heart would just be so hurt and heavy. And I would read the Bible and I would feel that spark again. And then there were some days that I can vividly remember, y'all, sitting in church and wanting to go to sleep, or leaving church and feeling like that word wasn't for me. It didn't hit me. It didn't touch me. It was like I had become so numb to that part of my life. And I think it all goes back to 2021 was such a transformative year for me. And I made a lot of declarations about how I wanted to move forward. I went on a social media fast in 2021. And during that social media fast, I, of course, was already planning to marry my husband prior to that, but felt so empowered, ready, equipped to marry my husband after that social media fast. I was just so intentional about my relationship with God, and I felt like 2022 was the test. So now as I go back and I read and I like look over my journal and the days that I did write, or even now as I'm like slowly coming back into the fold and finding that spark again for wanting to listen to the Word and be in the Word and read scripture, I'm reading scripture that is just like, wow. Like, God is faithful. God is faithful when we're mad at Him. God is faithful when we choose depression, when we choose doubt, when we choose fear, when we choose anger, when we choose to just not speak to Him. He is still faithful and he is still there. And I just felt like I let the enemy come into my 2022, and I was somewhat still on the horse, but somewhat I think he could see the areas that I was not so strong in. And he used 2023 to really test me and really, really, really say, if you believe God, if you think that these things can happen, okay, let me see how sure you are, just how confident you are. And before you knew it, my confidence was zapped. And that plays into my podcast, because I didn't want to hop on the mic and talk about me struggling with spiritual warfare. I didn't want to hop on the mic and talk about how I took a job and that job financially wasn't panning out for me. I didn't want to hop on the mic and talk about being pregnant and feeling afraid because this was my rainbow baby. And I just was struggling to find joy and happiness in the midst of it. I could not. I felt so silent. I felt so like no one cared. I felt like this is what I deserved. Like, so many emotions in my head in 2023 that just really stopped me from being me. So one of my answered prayers, the one of the last ones that I wrote down out of the three from this year, was my relationship with Christ. Because going back to the birth of my baby, being at home for 6 weeks, I was like, okay, I'm at home for 6 weeks. One of the things that I picked up, I'm not a huge TV watcher. I enjoy YouTube. I watch TV with like my husband. Like, we watch a lot of like football. The men in my house are football men. So I will be off on the side, like working. In those other times, like, usually I'd be doing like devotional time, or, you know, talking to God or reading a book or just something that makes me feel good. But I also just gotten into the rut of like not even finding desire to do things that I truly enjoy doing. So I would just sit around and just be sad, to be honest. So for my maternity leave, I was really adamant about not falling into postpartum depression if possible, but also not fueling this depression that had already kind of like crept up on me. So I was very intentional about, okay, what if we can use this time to kind of get back, not to kind of, to get back into the Word of God. So I did. And I just feel like when I read scripture now, I can literally feel like a hug from God, like, welcome back. I can see the areas in which I was tested and I stayed strong. I can see the areas in which I was tested, and I know now that, like, when that flares its ugly head, this is what you need to do. Prayer is your weapon, not your voice, not your anger. Prayer. When you feel not good enough, read about the things that you know God says about you. And the list just goes on and on and on. So after having, I think, a year of just immense spiritual warfare, I am so happy that at the end of this 2023 year, I can look back and say it has not been the best. I have been tried each and every way that you can imagine. But my love for God and his word and who he is creating me to be has resparked. And I can literally feel like the chains have been dropping off of me in this last month of maternity leave by just being diligent in his word. So I know you like Instagram, because who doesn't? Side note, Should I be a TikTok girly in 2024? Let's see if I have the bandwidth, because I'm still trying to be a YouTube girly. But you should follow me over on Instagram, where I always stay posting just great memes about life and graphics about life in my stories, which I decided to share with you today. This particular graphic says, clean your spaces, your house, your room, your car, your mind, your heart. New things are coming. Make sure you're welcoming them properly. This was from an Instagram account called Lewis Howes. And once again, follow me over on Instagram, where you can find a lot of these in my story on the daily. A good space to get inspired. I have some outfits of the days you can check out, because I love a good look. And you can just kind of catch up with the face of the Balanced Boss podcast. So follow me over on Instagram. All of that information is in the description box for the notes below the episode. So I hope to see some really new faces over there. So I know you like Instagram, because who doesn't? Side note, should I be a TikTok girly in 2024? Let's see if I have the bandwidth, because I'm still trying to be a YouTube girly. But you should follow me over on Instagram, where I always stay posting just great memes about life and graphics about life in my stories, which I decided to share with you today. This particular graphic says, clean your spaces, your house, your room, your car, your mind, your heart. New things are coming. Make sure you're welcoming them properly. This was from an Instagram account called Lewis Howes. And once again, follow me over on Instagram, where you can find a lot of these in my story on the daily. A good space to get inspired. I have some outfits of the days you can check out, because I love a good look. And you can just kind of catch up with the face of the Balanced Boss podcast. So follow me over on Instagram. All of that information is in the description box for the notes below the episode. So I hope to see some really new faces over there.